Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Fatir, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ كَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوًا فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. The shaitan is your enemy, so treat him as one. Treat him as your enemy. Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, he said, and I, please lend me your ears because it's very important, especially for my young brothers and sisters. Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, said, the shaitan comes to us in six different phases. In six phases. When one phase fails, he moves to the second. And he never gives up. He keeps trying. He is our enemy, like Allah said. So the first thing he tries is for me and you to commit shirk. That's his first attempt. Commit shirk. He comes to our young brothers and sisters. What is this Islam? Five daily prayers, fasting, Quran, charities, doing this, doing that. It's like constant work. Look at the Christians, look at the Jews. Beautiful, look at them having so much fun. Look at the, you go once a week, Jesus died for your sins. Leave this deen, leave it. This is the first phase. Or he comes to a Muslim, practicing Muslim, and he tells them, go to the grave, go to the people of the graves and ask them for help. Make tawaf around the grave. This person used to be a righteous man. Ask him, just like you used to ask him when he was alive. Now he's dead, go and ask him. What's the big deal? Allah said, ما يملكون من قتمير. They do not, you know, I was telling the brothers today, you know the date? Inside the date, there's a pit. On the pit, you know that small tissue? Allah said, those people you're calling, they do not own that small tissue. وَلَوْ سَمِعُوا مَسْتَجَابُوا لَكُمْ. They're not going to hear you, but if I made them hear you, they're not going to answer you. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And on the day of judgment, يَكْفُرُونَ بِشِرْكِكُمْ. They would say, Ya Allah, they were mushrikeen. I have nothing to do with them. I did not tell them, come to the grave. Ya so-and-so, bless me with a baby boy. Ya so-and-so, cure my daughter. I did not tell them to do that. So he comes first, leave the deen. If not, then he starts telling you to do shirky things. Go to the fortune teller. This is something that we take it very lightly. When you go to a fortune teller, what happens? What happens? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you're just going there, like, you know, sometimes people go for a vacation and they see a hand on the window. Right? And they say to each other, you know what? Guys, let's go inside, listen what she has to say. We're not going to believe her. We know this is all fake. Habibi, when you go inside and you're not going to believe her, 40 days, Rasulullah ﷺ said, your salat is not accepted. And what happened if you believed her? فَقَدْ كَفَرَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ. Left Islam. So he comes, the shaitan, first with shirk. And if he got the person to commit shirk, he goes and he leaves him alone and rest. Now, all of us here, alhamdulillah, we're not going to go into this. So he comes to the next level, next phase. And believe it or not, the next phase is not major sins. That's the third phase. The next phase is he convinces him to commit a bid'ah. Start a bid'ah in the community. When you start a bid'ah, what are you doing? You think you're doing something great, right? Not only you think you're doing something great, you're inviting others to do it with you. And the shaitan loves the bid'ah more than the major sin. Why? Because the major sin, when I drink alcohol, I know that I'm committing a major sin and I'm going to repent. But the bid'ah, after we finish salat, we all shake our head and we start dancing, Allah hay, Allah hay. Everybody's mentioning Allah. Yalla ya shabab. What's wrong with that? How can I repent? I'm saying Allah. How can I repent from this? So he loves the bid'ah. He pushed to do a bid'ah and start a bid'ah and spread the bid'ah. And it sounds so beautiful and everybody follows. He loves it. If he comes to people like us, no shirk, no bid'ah, then he comes and pushes them to do a major sin. Gamble. drink alcohol, have an affair, go into riba. All those major sins. You know, you have donated so much money. If you drink a little bit of alcohol, or you buy $1, just $1 lottery, all those sins that you, all the things that you have done so good, they're gonna, because of this, it's gonna be gone. What's the big deal? After you finish this sin, go and make istighfar. Go and make istighfar. Allah forgive, and He gives them an ayah. وَمَن يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. It's no big deal. No shirk, no bid'ah, no major sin. He's not gonna touch me. Then he comes to the fourth phase. Doing a lot of minor sins. That's a big deal. It's a small sin. You know how this is, subhanAllah. She's like my sister. She's like my sister. I start joking with the girl in the office. And you know, we're only having fun. And she's like my sister. My brother, the only woman that's like your sister is your sister. That's the only one that's like your sister. They start like this, minor sin. I didn't do anything, I'm just joking around. Next step, let's go have some coffee. We're gonna discuss business. Or some students, oh, we're gonna discuss some hadith. I wanna check with you some hadith. Let's go to Starbucks, discuss a hadith alone and have some mocha. And then one thing after the other, it goes to the major sin. So he keeps whispering until you do a lot of minor sins. He cannot touch me with the minor sins. No way, no how. No shirk, no bid'ah, no major sins, no minor sins. Then he comes, subhanAllah, then he comes and encourage me to do a lot, excessive halal things, mubah things. Playing basketball, playing soccer is halal. Nothing wrong with it. Keep playing. Keep playing. You come to our young people. Play. Salat is gone. Right? They're playing a video game. My video game brothers. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand. He's playing video game. Halal video game. Safe video game. Half an hour, 45 minutes. Mama, come to dinner. Mama, come help me. Leave me alone. You see that halal thing led him to haram, because disobeying the parents is haram. You see, do a lot of this. It's nothing. What are you doing? You're playing soccer. Soccer is halal. You're not doing anything. Do a lot of that. After he comes to this and he finds out that, you know what, this guy is organized. He has time for this, time for this, time for that. I cannot even get to him. He comes to the sixth. He never gives up. What is the sixth one? He will convince you to do less rewarding things than more rewarding. For example, alarm went off for Fajr. I'm opening the door and I'm gonna go to pray with the Jama'ah. Wake up your wife. Pray together at home. MashaAllah, you are from the people of Fajr. You know how many people miss Fajr? Why you wanna go to the masjid? Ba'jur is there and he's gonna start telling you this and that. Forget about it. Don't go to the masjid. Pray at home. Pray at home. Alhamdulillah, you're praying. Many people do not even pray. Wallahi, you're right. Yeah, wake up. Let's pray here. Right? SubhanAllah. I know a lot of brothers are shaking their head. He came to me on the sixth one. Huh? SubhanAllah. He never gives up. We are sitting in a halaqa. Right? A halaqa. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, angels surrounding you. Sakina descend upon you. Tranquility descend upon you. Allah mentions your name. He tells him, forget about the halaqa. Sit down and read Quran. Quran. You have to finish this Quran today. Reading Quran is excellent. But which one is better? Because the halaqa, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, get up after the halaqa, like we're doing right now. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, at the end of the gathering, you will be told, get up. All your sins are forgiven, and all your evil deeds are switched into good deeds. And he convinced him to go and sit alone, or leave, stand outside in the parking lot, and talk, and miss something like so valuable. So the point is, ya akhwan, you know how when you hire somebody, you ask him, how many years of experience do you have? 20, 30, 40, 50 years of experience. The shaitan have, since the day of Adam, experience. Hundreds and I don't know how many thousands of years of experience in deviating people. So, we have to counterattack. How do we counter attack? By constantly remembering Allah, by constantly being in the masajid and listening to those short khatiras that will enforce us, bring us close to Allah. May Allah keep the shaitan away from us and keep the shayateen away from our children and from our families and our community. May Allah keep the shayateen of jinn and the humans from our community. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.